Roots Radio. A global network of broadcast professionals.
Welcome back, people. In case una just they join us, the program now. Thank God it's Friday with Olufunke, Mercy, Flawless. As I said before, I brought my guest on. I said I want to turn over late. Now you can make me play that song. Now you make me play that song, Tonowale. So, J1, how you day?
I'm all right. I'm good. Feels good to be back here.
I know, right? Can you please tell us your full name?
My name's Oluwajuwonlo James Iledare.
So, you're originally from where?
I'm originally from Kogi State, but from the Yoruba-speaking part of Kogi State, in case you're having doubts.
So, you speak Yoruba very well.
Of course. That is what I do. Like, that's what put food on my table.
I know.
Knowing how to speak the Yoruba very well.
Oh, shit. So, you mean the Kogi, like, Kogi State has Yoruba speaking part and non Yoruba speaking part, right?
Yeah, it's a lot of different tribes, you know. In Kogi, we have the three major ones are the Igala, the Ibira, and Okun, which is the part I'm from.
No, oh, okay. Well, I don't understand. I can't speak your language, but I would have said something to you in your language, but that's...
There are a couple of us from that part, though. Daya Tarade is from there, too. And Tunde Ednot is from that part as well.
Yeah, I know he's from there, too.
So, you know.
So Kogi boys are ruling the music industry.
We're about to take over, so just, you know, just watch out.
Okay, we are watching out for you guys.
please do.
So meanwhile, J1, when did you actually come into the music industry?
I've been around before 2000. I got signed to Kenny's Music 2009, but before then, you know, I've been around, like, run. First Act Town, you know, Lagos doing my thing, and I was actually very popular around that area from 2006 to 2009 before I got signed.
Okay, and yeah. Since your split with Kenny's Music, how has things been?
It's been really, really cool because it's just about, you know, you know what you want and what you want to do. So my contract expired and I just felt, okay, it's the right time for me to start something myself. You know, you can't depend on people for the rest of your life. You need to grow up and start something. And that was why I started Next World Music. Started like close to 2 years now. And we've been able to do, you know, we've been able to do two successful tours in the UK and Europe proper. You know?
So that is your own record label, your personal
record? That is my own record label. That's my own record label.
So. Okay. Prior to the time you started your record label, there were stories that Kenny's Music banned all your songs on radios and all that. Is that true at any point?
Well, a single person can't ban a song on radio. The only people that has the right to ban song on radio are NBC. So I got, like, people tell me that, but I think it's not possible for one man to stand say, okay, I want to ban songs. It's only the NBC that has right to ban song. And for you to ban people's song, you must have, like, a genuine reason why you want to ban their song. You can't just come and say, okay, you want to ban my song. You know, so I heard that people said that, but, you know, Nigerians, when they want to hear a particular story from you and they're not getting it, they go ahead to fabricate theirs. So that's just, you know, me being around for a while, I've learned a lot, and I got to know that, okay, this is what the fans want. But the real fans doesn't want that. The real fans, they will tell you, they don't want you to be talked about negatively, you know. But the ones that go online to say things, those ones are not your fans. Those ones are just some set of people who, you know, just won't like to criticize other people. So, but I, like, I'm used to that. When people talk, I just laugh and... Because, you know, look at them like, okay, Roots Radio. I know that's what you do for a living. Mm-hmm. You're fabricating rumors and all that. So I'm used to that.
You know? Okay. So since your split with Kenny's Music, what is your relationship with them like?
It's been cool. I actually miss that family because that was my own original family. You know, I miss being in the same under the same roof with the likes of Essence, KSB, Capital Femi, you know, Joel, Minjin, Idris Abdul Karim. I miss everyone, but you know, it's just that time that you need to move on. It's only dreamers, people that understand that part of me. That I wasn't trying to be rude. I wasn't trying to have issue. I don't like issue actually. You know, but it's just that time in my life when I need to move on. You know, before the end of this year, we are looking to sign two new artists. And me actually having artists under my own record label has been my dream. So me having people under my own record label and you know, looking out for them and making them more popular, that's my dream. That's what I want to do. And,
So right now you don't have any artists signed under your label yet?
I have a whole lot around, but like I don't have anyone official right now. So and we're looking towards, you know, having one before the end of the year.
Okay. That's cool. At least I'm happy that you are in a cordial relationship with them. Nothing serious, right?
Yeah, we're good. I was still at Joel's album listening party a few weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
We had fun.
Well, Capital Femi left Kenny's Music as well. So now I think he's on his independent, because I interviewed him last week on this show. And
oh, nice
yes,
one.
Yes, he left
nice
the
one.
Left the record label
the
as
company.
Well.
It's normal. Everybody want to grow. Like, it's only normal for you to grow up and do something for yourself.
Okay, let's take a short musical break. Hey, people, in case you're just joining us, the program is still Thank God It's Friday with Olufunke, Mercy, Flawless. And with me on the show is J1 Jumualo, the Oduyi Kruna, the Tono Wale Kruna. I'll be right back. Let's do Fire for Fire.
I guess y'all know this is OY Beat.
This is an OY production.
to ask yourself one question. Do you know who you're listening to? Punk. Well, do you?
Mercy Flawless.
Welcome back, people. In case you missed that, the first part, I'm with J1 Jumolo live on Thank God It's Friday.
Thank God It's Friday and we're live on your radio.
Our voice is Tona Wale, man.
Our voice was Tona Wale. Today is Friday. So it's Tona Wale something.
Yes, so you go, you Tona Wale in Houston, right?
Yeah, my family is in Houston. Right here, my family, my men are on standby, my bosses are on standby. I'm actually right inside the car with one of them, Papi Chulo.
Oh, wow.
And that is how we live. When it's time to work, we work hard. When it's time to play, we play hard.
So are you actually here on a tour or you came to visit your family?
Yeah, I came for the NEA Awards. You know, I was nominated for Best Indigenous Artist this year.
Okay.
But Papa Pasuma was around and he's switching to hip hop as well. So he won the award. And I was actually happy for him because I know he put more work for 2015. So we're looking forward to next year, 2016, because we're going to be doing more for 2016. So, after any year, I decided to come to Houston, where my people are. And I'm supposed to touch it here before I leave, but I don't know. I'm not too sure. Well, anything can happen because I've not been here for a while. But now that I'm here, let's turn our wally everywhere.
Turn our wally. Well, you congratulations on your nomination.
Oh, thank you.
At least that's one of the milestone of an artist. Once you are nominated, even if you don't win, the nomination actually counts too.
You understand, we 2000, like I said, 2016, we're gonna be getting a lot of nominations. Because Back to Sender video is out, and one of the best video in the world in that category of, why putting out a video? I don't just put out a video because everyone is putting out a video. I love to put out a video that is different and unique, do something that only few people has ever tried to do, And that was why we got Clarence Peters on that video. He killed it. I'm so excited about the video. I got what I wanted, and everybody is loving it already in Nigeria. I'm not even around, but everyone is on it.
Well, I was going to talk about it, but since you started that topic about...
Oh, shit! Mrs. Flawless, no matter... And Kali against Kali.
But since you started talking about it, okay, let's talk about Back to Sender.
Okay.
I saw the video, and I actually fell in love with the concept.
Thank you.
And for the fact that Clarence Peters worked on it, I am like, okay, I was wowed. And can you please tell us the reason why you did Back to Sender?
Because I can't be like everyone. I can't sound like everyone. Sometimes I just sit back and ask myself, man, dude, you're making music, yeah? What would you want your children to say about you in like 30 years to come? Like the kind of music you do, I released this year, like 3 years ago, but the song is still as fresh as ever, because you need to start doing timeless music, not just music for the club, not just music for everyone that people will play in 6 months, in 5 months, 4 months, it's gone. Do music for the future. People might begin just wake up one day and say, Daddy, I want to put a remix to your song. Which one you want to do? So you need to be able to do music that, okay, even when you don't grow, your children can wake up one day and say, Daddy, I just did a remix. Come and listen to it. But not this same music that we hear every day.
Paul Dario is remixing his dad's song.
You understand? You can only put out a remix to a great song.
I know.
An evergreen song, not just,
Well, one thing I'm sure about is Back to Sender will become evergreen at some point. Because it's a song that you can look back to. Even the old school people can actually relate with that song.
And that is why I had to put out that video that way. I put out that video to celebrate them, the old ones. And inside the video, we had Pasuma, we had Obesere, we have Pao Milani, we had Uncle Funsho, so that you can actually understand what the direction, of the video. That we are not just trying to put out a video like, you know, a normal video, but something different. You know, something for the old school, something for the new school, something for both the young and the old.
Well, that's impressive. Like, seriously, it is, I would say kudos to you on that. And so far, since you left Kenny's Music, have you released any album or just singles?
That is what I've been working for. So I don't want to drop just any album. I want an album that everyone will be able to relate to. In as much as I don't like the way, the direction of the industry, the way the songs are going, I still have to do music that these people want to hear as well. So I'm mixing everything up, you know, not just music for the old people, for mature people, but even for the young people. You know, you have to even give them to bar and give them that kind of record that would make them jump. Like, one more time, Kule Lori, Arami Lua.
I think I heard that somewhere. Did you upload a video on your page on that?
Yeah, I uploaded a video where we were playing the song inside the car. It's actually a street anthem in Lagos right now.
Oh, wow.
It's a love song.
Is that a new song from you?
Yeah, that's not new actually. It was just like a freestyle, but everybody's loving it. Nigerians love freestyle. That once the freestyle hit, they will collect.
Oh my, they work bad.
Yeah, on time.
Okay, let me digress a little bit. Recently, there was the internet was agog with your take on fakeness of Nigerian artists. You were talking about every Nigerian artist are fake. Most of them live fake lifestyle on the internet, and in reality, it's a no-no. Can you shed more light on that?
No, okay. For that, I was just, what started the talk? The discussion was when the issue of Wizkid and Skills, you know, everyone was talking, and they said Wizkid is fake, and I'd be like, you can't call him fake. Because if you're calling him fake, then what would you have to say about some of these people? Me, I don't like to talk about people, you know, but the truth is, there are some, you know, issues that you just have to, you know, talk about. You know, for me, you know, Wizzy has never been fake to me, even as big as he is. He's blessed. He's one of the most blessed artists out of Africa. You know, but you can't say because, okay, you want something from him and at the point you couldn't do it, said it's fake. The whole industry is fake, if you want to say that. You know, I know some boy that was once, you know, in my house, that today said if you call him, you start to feel somehow, you know, and he'll be like, oh, you? Okay, that's cool. I don't have issue with that. But the truth is, most of these guys are really, really fake. You know, even some of them, you see them talk about things. I don't know how many countries I've been to in my life. Like, in the past, like, 6-7 months, I've been to, like, 7 different countries. You know, nobody knows how I work, nobody knows how I make my money. But my own, I have a very big family. I'm taking good care of my family. I'm doing my thing. So once you are okay and, you know, nobody is having to have issue with you, that's okay. But the truth of the matter is, most of these people, they are really, really fake. Most of those ones that even stay on the island, I'll talk about one thing, one thing. Couple they're not get, and they're making noise, you know. So, but all those things, you know, the streets pay my money. The only reason why I'm surviving in the industry is the streets. The streets pay my money. The streets gives me money. The streets, they are the one behind me, you know. So some of these videos, I will even shoot video, and you see a friend will come up and say, okay, yeah, how much is the video? They pay. The street is paying my money. So I don't, when these people fake and I be like, oh, you, I know you, you don't have money, you're broke. So why are you trying to form all this thing for me?
So you mean Instagram submit the celebrity in Bubu?
You don't need Bubu one page. You don't la la no pa. We know them now.
Thank God for
Instagram. My own is I like to mind my own business. I like to do my thing. You know, there is nothing you see on my Instagram. You know, that is not me. That's just me. And I just like to be real with myself. If I say I get 1 million naira, of which now 200,000 I get, who are they deceiving? I'm deceiving myself.
Fact.
You know, you will get 2 naira, we say now 2 billion you get. And yourself, you do. Because the day we am about to come, you ask, where is the 2 billion? You're old, no.
Oh, yeah.
So because I just feel like, okay, it's good, it's just better to be real to yourself. Be yourself. I know the industry don't even encourage realness, you know, but just don't try and be too fake. You know, try and be real to yourself. You know, try and be yourself. You know, the street will always get your back. For me, the street has been the one behind me, and that is the only reason why I'm surviving. That is the only reason why, even me with hit song or no hit song, I'm still on top of my game. I'm still doing my thing. You know, so that's just it.
Okay. Before we continue, before I ask J1 the next question, let us listen to this one, Back to Sender by J1. I'll be right back. Thank God it's Friday.
Peace we are. so blind to see that the ones we hurt are you and me. Tell me why are we so blind to see that the ones we hurt are you and me.
I woke another day and I heard another bomb blast again. I see some people crying cause I heard another man is dead again. I sat your Twitter trend and I heard the government is lied again. Could it be the government or could it be some press man? Or could it be the fight for power, respect for money? I thought they said this was the land of milk and honey. I've got to keep my faith alive cause I know that one day God will make Nigeria smile. Amen and amen.
Alabaka, Alabada, you know, Arubu, what you believe, make it possible, possible. Lord, now, Luma, we could live in peace again, cause all we need is one love.
Tell me, why are we so blind to see that the ones we hurt are you and me? Tell me, why.
As the little children, if your parents are gone, we will take care of them. My only prayer be say unity, go make us stand again.
My only concern be say, we used to love one another like brothers. Say, be Musa na my guy when they change me money. Chine do na my guy when they promote me for a lover. Tell me why, how we so blind to see that the one we are.
Blind to see that the ones we hurt are you and me.
Cause beating my la, la. Cause my heart belongs to you, my lover.
Hey, it's your boy Tolu, and I'm hanging out with Olufunke, Messi Flawless on Roots Radio Love. Keep listening. Peace.
My people, now welcome back. In case you're not just they join us, J1 Juwonlo is still on the show with me, all the way in Houston, Texas. J1, you still there?
Yes, yes. Where are they go?
Okay, let me ask you some background question now. Okay. What did you read in school?
I read accounting.
Which school is that?
Federal Polytechnic Bida. Oh, far away, Niger State, Nigeria.
I've been far away. No.
Far away. Oh, far go.
So, did you at any point in time did music, or you are planning to do music now?
I've always wanted to do music, but you know, mom, she won't let, you know, won't let me. You know, so I was able to try and collect the small certificate to give her, so that she can let me be. Yeah, because the thing is, she. I've always known that, okay, no matter what, me a person, I've always known that I was going to do music, no matter what. You know, because the love for it, and I tell people even till date, the only reason why I still do music is because it makes me happy myself. Not because, okay, if it was to be because of the money alone, man, I swear, maybe by now we don't even stop singing, you know, but because of the love, and that's why I always tell people, you can never go wrong when you do things that makes you happy.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because the happiness enough alone, you can't buy it, you know. So the music makes me happy, and that's why we always do music.
So you actually use your certificate to bribe your mom to let you
to
do
bribe her. I had to bribe her. And she did. Sometimes she just look at me and say, "You just go,
yeah." So. Okay. Meanwhile, did you grow up in Lagos or Kogi or where?
No,
did you?
I grew up in Kogi, Kwara, Niger State.
Oh, wow. So
I grew up everywhere, you know, but majorly in Kogi, you know. There was my mom, and then always in Ilorin, then later to Niger State with my uncle. And from there, I went to Abuja. From Abuja, I run into Lagos.
So now you'll be all under.
It was a long, you don't understand, because you need to be, to survive, you know, to survive in Nigeria, you know, you have to go extra, you have to do extra.
Okay.
And you yourself, you need to know what you want. So
yeah.
I wanted music, and I wanted to go to school for mom. And
okay.
I had to try and, you know, balance both.
Okay, yeah. There was a particular rumor sometimes ago that you wanted to get married secretly to your girlfriend without letting the media know.
What's up
with that story?
Secret wedding. It was funny, you know. It was really funny. I saw the news that Jay won had a secret wedding. Secret wedding? Where? Who is the lady? You know, but you know, the thing was really funny. You know, this particular lady, she was an upcoming artist, still an upcoming artist though. And she contacted me. She said she couldn't, this is one girl that couldn't even look into my face. She couldn't even come to my house. She was begging people to come and beg me before we could work. Then after work, she came another day that she wanted to shoot a video. The same thing happened. I said, okay, I will do this video. So they said they cannot do it that day or that. They just beg, everything. Then after the video, before I knew it, pictures from the video started, you know, going around on the internet and all that. I mean, like, what's up? You know, and the girl, she was retweeting, that was empty. She was retweeting the story, my secret wedding with J1. She don't understand. Secret wedding, you and who? Where me and you sit down? You know? How would that one thing happen? You know, but you know these people. That's why sometimes I said the people I pity the most in the Nigerian industry are the upcoming ones. You know, and these days people need to do extra. You need to do some crazy, make some crazy moves to get popular. You can do anything just to be popular. And you know, to me, sometimes I won't even blame them. Even people were just like people were saying about Skibby and all that. You won't blame anyone. They said Skibby died and resurrected. Whether you like it or not, that made him popular. Everybody that didn't know Skibby before, they now know him, you know. So, but that was the whole story. We never had anything. We were never even close.
Can you imagine? You know? So, well, but she became popular through that, and probably
you understand. She was popular, and everybody started talking to her. The media started calling me that, oh, so you don't marry. You don't want to make we know.
Maybe she wanted to be Mrs. J1. Somehow.
You don't understand. I say, you don't marry. You go marry secretly. I say, eh. Hey. You know, I didn't know anything about it. You know, so
okay. What would your advice be for upcoming artists that are finding it difficult to find a record label, or probably record label is giving them problem? You know how some record labels have, like, they give them the problems they can't solve, like, okay, you have to do this before we can do this for you. What advice do you have for upcoming artists like that?
One, you need to be focused. You need to stay focused, and you need to know what you want. You know, if you have a record label, you need to be loyal to them, and you need to try and fulfill your own part. If you don't fulfill your own part, you can't even sue a label. You can't fight a label. You can't even afford to have any issue with any label if you yourself you're not for your own part of the deal, you know. So, and you need to be very careful, because whether you like it or not, if the label is doing you a favor as an upcoming artist, you know, but that doesn't mean they should take you for granted, you know. So, but the thing is, you need to be focused, and you need to be prayerful before you sign any deal. You pray to God, God, please let this deal favor me. It's important, you know. But try and be loyal to your label. Try and support the label as well. Some people, they will get signed to a label and they want the label to do everything 100%. As the label is doing for you, you should go out there and do it for yourself so that you can help the label to, you know, push you forward. You know, so the only reason why I was able to survive Kenny's Music was because I was working, the label was trying, you know. Even though at the end of the day, some issues came up, but I was there for 5 years. Some of these boys, they will sign 5 years, 2 years, never even reach. They don't start to get issue. You can't compare yourself with a J1 that was in a D for 5 years before any even issue started coming up. So try and be loyal, try and fulfill your own part of the deal, and try and support the record label as well. If you don't support your record label, it could be hard sometimes, because the label too get their own issue. Not even when you were not the only artist on the label.
Well, maybe you should advise them to be patient as well, because one thing I see about upcoming artists is they all want to become a celebrity in one day without putting in work.
Overnight. And some of them say it's not even about the music, it's about the girls and the popularity. They want more girls. Some want to be popular just because they want girls to love them. It doesn't work that way, man. It doesn't work that way. You know? So it's always funny when I see some, you know, some boys stand like, all they just want to do is to impress the girls. It's just to impress people. Come on, it's music. This music, the passion is more, is like the most important. You know, you must, every day, even with the way I am, the only thing I do every day is to get better. Listen to some different kind of music that, even not even African music, not even just the American music. They put, you know, some reggae kind of record, some, you know, kind of music that people don't even listen to. So, it's always like that. And sometimes I just like, okay, go back to the old school, listen to more of King Sonia and listen to these people to learn, to be inspired. It's important. It's important.
Well, thank you so much, J1. It's been fun having you on the show. Before we close the interview, let's go for this musical break. Hey people, in case you're just joining us, the program is still, thank God it's Friday, with your girl Olufunke Mercy Flawless, and with me in the studio, well, technically, thank God too, thank God for technology. J1 is in Houston, Texas, I'm in Dallas, Texas, but everybody thought he's in the studio with me, because a lot of people has been sending me messages. And those questions I was asking him, they were actually coming from listeners. Anyways, just stay tuned. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
For you, no one of them say I never move for you. Cause of the love you showed me, I don't know how they do it for body. Hey, not tear up my love, no they lie, you be pure water. Change, hope you know, if you leave me, I go by you. For you, I'll do anything. I will sing, I will fly. For you, I'll do anything. To the boys, they might just the bar river. Cause you too sweet, oh. They might come, they jealous you. They might not know, saying, are you? I want to be my lover. My mama go like you, die. My papa go like, my brother go like you, my sister go like you, die. I saw my mama room, yeah, yeah, because I love you so, baby, I love you so much. I will never leave you lie. Not true love again, no be my mind. Chama, no man. Yeah.
so in love. You wanna play boy so in love. Oh, I'm some pretty more. Oh, oh, oh. Mastercraft, I see you.
Hello, I am Folu J. Adesanya here from our Roots Radio Atlanta studios. Can we talk for a moment? We have enjoyed tremendous amount of support from you since we started, and we are immensely grateful for that. However, we need more of your support to keep up the quality standards you only get from Roots Radio. We need your generous donations. Now, you can make a one-time donation or become a Roots Radio Vision partner by visiting our homepage at www.rootsradiolove.com and click on the orange donate button. Every Vision partner will receive a Roots Radio logoed t-shirt as a token of appreciation. I've signed up as a Vision partner, and I really hope that you will too. You won't regret it. www.rootsradiolove.com.
Welcome back, my people. Well, it's been fun on the show today. Even though we started with some not so pleasant news about 9/11 and the one that just happened this morning in Kaaba in Mecca, and about the UNILAG student that was electrocuted, but still, life continues. We just have to pray for them, for their departed souls to rest in peace. Let us remember to do good at all times, like I said, and like I always say, do good. When you point one finger to someone, the rest of them is pointing back right at you. So do no evil, see no evil, hear no evil, because God don't do ugly. So it's still your girl, Olufunke Mercy Flawless, and thank God it's Friday. Oh yeah, Jewon, how you doing now?
My people, I did here, I did now. Ori buruku back to sender. You say back to sender. I row on a back to sender. You say back to sender. I need sell our back to sender.
Back to sender.
My people, my name is Oluwaju, one of the comedy J1, and you are listening to Roots Radio Love. And you all know it's a very big global network. Keep listening. Oh,
shit. Okay, I asked you a question before. That back to sender, were you actually referring to someone, or it was just a song that just came to mind?
It's a song for everyone. Like everyone that has not been real around me, everyone that has been fake around me. And actually, you know, spoke for the people, the people's mind. Uri Buruku back to sender. Who does not want Uri Buruku to go back to the sender? Who does not want Ainishelowo to go back to the sender? Who does not want Ainishelowo back to sender? So it's a song for everyone, you know. It's a song for everyone around me that has not been fake, that has not been real. Because I like to do music. I like to do music for the people. You know, so basically, it's a record for everyone that has not been straight around me.
Well, cool. Fair enough. You were telling me about going into politics in 2016. Can you share that with our listeners at home?
Oh, 2019.
Ah, okay.
Everybody, you know, 2019. It's partially of like because it's the last election. I did a lot for people from my own side. You know, I went back to my place to, you know, do some little things for my one of my organ. You know, so definitely 2019, we are looking, you know, to doing something, you know, not this time, it's for the people, my people from Okun, from Kogi State. You know, so we might not be like, okay, 100% politics, but definitely we're going to be doing something.
Okay.
So you gotta watch out for that.
Okay. In order not to cause fights, I won't ask you the party you are going to be under. So
By that time, we know you're going to call Waja. You know, so it is.
So when it is time, Amashi Asholo Juego.
Amashi, Amashi, Lo Juego, Amashi, Amashi.
Thank you so much, J1. Like, really.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
It's fun having you on the show. I really enjoyed myself. And I know people are enjoying themselves too, because I'm receiving lots of messages about you already. And before you leave, can you give Olufunke Mercy Flawless a shout out too?
Okay. We're making money. We're making money. We're making money this year. We making money this year, no matter how them do this year. What's up, my people? My name is J1, and you are hanging out with Olufunke Mercy Flawless on Roots Radio Love. Keep listening, don't go nowhere. Oh, yes. My dancing, oh, to one bang. Let's go.